exhort Al-Kahf. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed the book to his servant and did not make it complicated. It is straightforward so that he may warn about the terrible punishment for the unbelievers from him and give good news to the believers who do good deeds that they shall have a goodly reward which they will enjoy forever. Further to warn those who say, Allah has begotten a son. They have no knowledge about it, nor did their forefathers. This is a monstrous word that comes from their mouths. They speak nothing but a lie. O Muhammad, you probably will kill yourself in grief over them if they do not believe in this message. We have decked the earth with all kinds of ornaments to test the people and to see which of them do the best deeds. In the end, we shall reduce all that is on it to a barren wasteland. Do you think that the companions of the cave and the Arakim were among our wonderful signs? When those young men took refuge in the cave, they said, Our Rabb, have mercy on us from yourself and guide us out of our ordeal. So we put upon their ears a cover for a number of years in the cave, and then awakened them to find out which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. Now we will tell you their real story. They were young men who believed in their Rabb, and on them we had bestowed our guidance. We put courage in their hearts when they stood up and declared, Our Rabb is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. We shall never appeal to any other deity except Him, for if we do, we shall be saying something improper. These people of ours have taken for worship other gods besides Him. If they are right, why do they not bring forth any convincing proof of their divinity? Who is more wicked than the one who invents a lie about Allah? Then, in the mutual consultation, they said, Now that we have withdrawn from them and denounced those deities whom they worship besides Allah, let us take refuge in some cave. Our Rabb will extend to us His mercy and facilitate us in disposing of our affairs. If you could look at them in the cave, it would appear to you that the rising sun declines to the right of their cavern and as it sets passes them on the left while they lay in an open space in between. This is from the signs of Allah. He whom Allah guides is rightly guided, but he whom He lets go astray, you will find no guardian to lead him to the right way. If you could see them, you might have thought them awake, though they were asleep. We turned them about on their right and left sides, while their dog lay stretched out with his forepaws at the entrance. Had you looked at them, you would have certainly turned your back, and their sight would have made you flee in terror. In the same miraculous way, we woke them up from sleep so that they could question one another. One of them asked, How long have you been here? The others answered, Maybe we have been here for a day or part of a day. Finally, they concluded, Our Rabb knows best how long we have stayed here. Anyhow, let one of us go to the city with this silver coin and let him find who has the purest food and bring us something to eat. Let him behave with caution and let him not disclose our whereabouts. For if they find you out, they will stone you to death or force you back into their faith. In that case, you will never attain felicity. Thus did we reveal our secret to the people so that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that there is no doubt about the coming of the hour of judgment. They started arguing among themselves about the companions of the cave. Some said, Erect an edifice over their remains. Their Rabb is quite aware of them. Those who finally prevailed over their matter said, Let us erect a place of worship over them. Now some will soon say, They were three, and their dog was the fourth. The others will guess, They were five, and their dog was the sixth. And there are still others who will say, They were seven, and their dog was the eighth. Say, My Rabb alone knows their number. None but a few really know their correct number. Therefore, do not enter into discussion with them about their number except in a cursory way, nor ask anyone about the companions of the cave. Never say of anything, I will certainly do it tomorrow, without adding, if Allah wills. And if you forget to say this, then call your Rabb to mind and say, I hope that my Rabb shall guide me and bring me ever closer than this to the right way. Some say they stayed in the cave 300 years, and some add another 9. O prophet, say, Allah knows best how long they stayed. He is the one who knows the secrets of the heavens and the earth. Sharp is his sight and keen his hearing. They have no protector besides him, and he does not let anyone share in his command. O prophet, recite what has been revealed to you from the book of your Rabb. No one is authorized to change his words, and if you dare to make any change, you will find no refuge to protect you from him. Keep yourself content with those who call on their Rabb morning and evening, seeking his good pleasure, and let not your eyes turn away from them, desiring the attraction of worldly life. Obey the one whose heart we have permitted to neglect our remembrance, who follows his own desires and goes to extremes in the conduct of his affairs. O prophet, proclaim, this is the truth from your Rabb. Now let him who will believe in it and him who will deny it. As for those who reject it, for such wrongdoers, we have prepared a fire whose flames will hem them in like the walls of a tent. When they cry for help, they will be showered with water as hot as molten brass, which will scald their faces. What a dreadful drink, and what a horrible residence. As for those who believe and do good deeds, rest assured that we do not waste the reward of him who does a good work. They are the ones for whom there will be gardens of Eden, beneath which rivers flow. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold. They will wear green garments of fine silk and rich brocade, and they will recline on soft couches. What an excellent reward, and what a beautiful residence. O prophet, give them this parable. Once there were two men. To one of them we had given two gardens of grapevines surrounded by palm trees, and put between them land for cultivation. Both of these gardens yielded abundant produce and did not fail to yield its best. We had even caused a river to flow between the two gardens. He had abundant produce. He said to his companion while conversing with him, I am richer than you, and my clan is mightier than yours. When having thus wronged his soul, he entered his garden and said, I do not think that this garden will ever perish, nor do I believe that the hour of judgment will ever come. Even if I am returned to my Rabb, I will surely find even a better place than this. His companion replied while still conversing with him, Do you disbelieve in him who created you from dust, from a drop of sperm, and fashioned you into a perfect man? As for myself, Allah is the one who is my Rabb, and I do not associate anyone with him. When you entered your garden, why did you not say, It is as Allah pleased? No one has power except Allah. Though you see me poorer than yourself in wealth and children, yet my Rabb may give me a garden better than yours, and may send down thunderbolts from sky upon your garden, turning it into a barren wasteland, or its water may dry out and you may never be able to find it. It so happened that all his fruit produce was destroyed, and the vines tumbled down upon their trellises. So he wrung his hands with grief for all that he had spent on it. He cried, I wish I had not associated anyone with my Rabb. He was so helpless that he could neither find anyone to help him besides Allah, nor could he himself avert that catastrophe. It was then that he realized that the real protection comes only from Allah. His is the best reward, and his is the best requital. O prophet, give them the similitude of the life of this world. It is like the vegetation of the earth that flourishes with the rain from the sky, but afterward the same vegetation turns into dry stubble, which is blown away by the winds. Allah is the one who has power over everything. Likewise, wealth and children are an attraction of this worldly life. Yet honorable deeds that last forever are better rewarded by your Rabb and hold for you a better hope of salvation. You should prepare for the day when we will set the mountains in motion, and you will see the earth as a barren waste, when we shall assemble mankind all together, leaving not even a single soul behind. They all will be brought before your Rabb, standing in rows, and Allah will say, Well, you see that you have returned to us as we created you at first, even though you claim that we had not fixed any time for the fulfillment of this promise of meeting with us. Then the book of their deeds will be placed before them. At that time you will see the sinners in great terror because of what is recorded therein. They will say, Woe to us! What kind of a book is this? It leaves out nothing, small or large. All is noted down. They will find all that they did recorded therein. Your Rabb will not be unjust to anyone in the least. When we said to the angels, prostrate yourself before Adam, all prostrated themselves except Iblis, who was one of the jinns, and chose to disobey the command of his Rabb. Would you then take him and his children as your protectors rather than me, even though they are your enemies? What a bad substitute the wrongdoers have chosen. I did not call them to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor do I take those who lead mankind astray as my supporters. On the day of judgment, Allah will say to them, call on those whom you thought to be my partners. They will call them, but will receive no answer, and we shall cause animosity between them. The criminals will see the fire and realize that they are going to fall into it, but will find no place to escape. We have given all kinds of examples in this Quran to make the people understand this message, but man is exceedingly contentious. Nothing can prevent men from believing and seeking the forgiveness of their Rabb now that guidance has come to them, unless they are waiting for the fate of former peoples to overtake them or the scourge to be brought to them face to face. We send the Rasuls only to proclaim good news and to give warnings, but with false arguments the unbelievers seek to defeat the truth through mocking at my revelations and my warnings. Who is more unjust than the one who, when reminded of the revelations of his Rabb, turns away from them and forgets what his own hands have done? In regards to such people, we have cast veils over their hearts so they do not understand this Quran and have become hard of hearing. Call them as you may towards the guidance, they will never be guided. Your Rabb is most forgiving, the Lord of mercy. Had it been his will to seize them for their sins, he would have hastened their punishment, but for that there is an appointed time after which they will not find any refuge. All those nations whom we destroyed for their wrongdoings were given respite and an appointed time for their destruction. Now tell them about the story of Khidr, to whom Allah has given special knowledge. The Prophet Musa was asked to go to him and learn from him. When Musa set out to meet him at an appointed place, he said to his young servant, I will not give up my journey until I reach the junction of the two rivers, even if I have to spend ages in travel. It so happened that when at last they reached the junction of the two rivers, they forgot about the fish they were carrying, which made its way into the river and disappeared. When they had passed on some distance, Musa asked his young servant, let us have our breakfast. Really, we are worn out with this traveling. He replied, you know, I forgot to tell you about the fish which made its way miraculously into the river when we were resting beside that rock. It was Shaitan who made me forget to mention this incident to you. Musa said, that is the place we were looking for. So they went back, retracing their footsteps. There they found one of our servants whom we had blessed with special favor from ourselves and whom we had given special knowledge of our own. Musa requested of him, may I follow you so that you may teach me from that true knowledge which you have been taught? He answered, surely you will not be able to bear with me, for how can you have patience about that which is beyond your knowledge? Musa said, if Allah wills, you shall find me patient, and I shall not disobey you in any way. He said, if you want to follow me, then do not question me about anything until I tell you about it myself. So they set forth, but when they embarked in a boat to cross the river, Khidr made a hole in it. Musa cried out, did you make a hole in it to drown its passengers? You have done a weird thing. He said, didn't I say you would not manage to have patience with me? Musa said, pardon my forgetfulness. Do not be angry with me on account of this mistake. So they journeyed on until they met a boy, and Khidr slew him. Musa said, you have killed an innocent person, though he had not killed anybody. Surely you have... said, did I not... Kisa said, "Did I not tell you that you will not be able to bear with me?" Musa replied, "If ever I ask you about anything after this, you may not keep me in your company, for then I should deserve it because you will have an excuse in my case." They traveled on until they came to the people of a town. They asked them for some food, but they refused to receive them as their guest. There they found a wall on the point of falling down, so he restored it. Musa said, "If you wanted, you could have demanded some payment for it." Khizr replied, "That's it. This is the parting between you and me, but first I will explain to you those acts of mine which you could not bear to watch with patience. As for the boat, it belonged to some poor fishermen who toiled on the river. I intended to damage it because in their rear there was a king who was seizing every boat by force. As for the youth, his parents are true believers, and we feared lest he would grieve them with his rebellion and unbelief. It was our wish that our Rabb should grant them another in his place, a son more righteous and better in affection. As for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and beneath it their treasure was buried. Since their father was a righteous man, your Rabb desired that these children should attain their maturity and take out their treasure. All this was done as a mercy from your Rabb. What I did was not done by my own will. That is the interpretation of those actions which you could not bear to watch with patience. O Muhammad, they ask you about Zulkarnain. Say, I will recite to you some of his story. Indeed, we established his power in the land, and we gave him all kinds of ways and means. So one time he followed a certain expedition towards the west, and he marched on till he reached the end of the land and the start of an ocean, where the sun was setting. He noted that it was setting in a mucky spring, and found by it a people. We said, O Zulkarnain, you have the option to either punish them or to show them kindness. He said, Anyone who will do wrong shall be punished. Then will he return to his Rabb and be sternly punished by him. As for him who believes and does good deeds, he will have a good reward and will be assigned an easy task by our command. Then he set out on another expedition towards the east, and marched on till he came to the rising of the sun. He noted it rising on a people for whom we had not provided any shelter from it. He left them as they were. We had full knowledge what priority was before him. Then he set out on another expedition and marched on, till he reached between two mountains where he found a people who could hardly understand his language. They requested, O Zulkarnain, people of Gog and Magog ravaged this land. Should we pay you tribute in order for you to build a wall barrier between us and them? Zulkarnain said, That which my Rabb has granted me is more than enough. Just help me with workforce, and I will erect a fortified barrier between you and them. Bring me panels of iron. Finally, when he had dammed up the space between the two mountains, he said, Ply your bellows. They did so until the iron wall became red hot. Then he said, Bring me some molten brass to pour over it. This became such a barrier that the Gog and Magog could not scale it or dig through it. He said, This is a blessing from my Rabb, but you should know that when the promise of my Rabb shall come to pass, he will level it to the ground. For the promise of my Rabb is ever true. On that day, we shall let the people loose to surge like waves on one another. The trumpet will be blown, and we shall assemble the mankind all together. We shall spread hell out on display before the unbelievers who had turned a blind eye to my admonition and a deaf ear to my warning. Do the unbelievers think that they can take my servants as protectors to save themselves from hell instead of me? Certainly we have prepared hell for the entertainment of such unbelievers. O Muhammad, tell them, should we tell you the worst kind of losers relating to their deeds? Those whose all efforts in this worldly life had gone astray from the right way, but all along they were under the delusion that they were doing good deeds. They are the ones who are disregarding the revelations of their Rabb and the fact that they will meet him for accountability of their deeds in the hereafter. So their deeds will become null and will not carry any weight on the day of judgment. Thus, the reward of such people will be hell, because they had no faith and because they took my revelations and my rasuls as a joke. However, those who believe and do good deeds, they will be entertained with the gardens of paradise to live therein forever, and they will never desire to go anywhere else. O Muhammad, tell them, if the ocean were ink with which to write the words of my Rabb, the ocean would surely be consumed before the words of my Rabb are finished, even if we brought similar quantity of ink to replenish it. O Muhammad, tell them, I am but a human being like you. The revelation is sent to me to declare that your God is one God. Therefore, whoever hopes to meet his Rabb, let him do good deeds and join no other deity in worship of his Rabb. Surat Maryam.